Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that old school bell, let that remind you to go get your Bible. And turn now to Luke chapter 18. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson called The Spirit of Prayer. And we are just getting into this part where Jesus is talking about a hindrance of prayer, and that is a lack of faith. We'll be beginning in Luke chapter 18. And verse 8, in just a moment. While you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located about halfway between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and today we are looking at an old Sunday school lesson. It was written for the Sunday of February 11th, 1923. And it is about prayer. I'm going to begin where we left off in the last session, in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, where Jesus said, "I say unto you, that he will avenge them speedily." Now that is those of his people who are crying out to him for justice. He says, "I say unto you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Jesus declares that God will avenge his elect speedily. "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" God's elect should serve him in faith and patience, calling upon him in submissive trust day and night, believing that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 6 and verse 11. The coming of the Son of Man was declared in the last verses of this previous chapter, and here Jesus refers to it again. Notwithstanding all that God has done in the past for his elect, and what Jesus has done and is to them now, Jesus raises the question, shall he find faith on the earth when he comes, continuing and persevering in prayer like other acts of obedience? Is an expression of faith, while prayerlessness is faithlessness. A lack of faith in his disciples is painful to Jesus. On one occasion he exclaimed, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long will I bear with you?" Matthew 17:17. "And because iniquity shall be multiplied, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." Matthew 24:12-13. Comparatively few will be saved. Jesus compares the few he will find faithful at his coming to the salvation of Noah and his family and Lot and his two daughters. We read in Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 26 and going down to verse 30. "And as it came to pass in the days of Noah, even so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it came to pass in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. After the same manner shall it be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed." Let me return now to my text. You'll have to pardon me just a moment, for I have lost my place. Here I am. "In various ways, men show their ingratitude and unfaithfulness to God. Let's talk about self-righteousness and self-exaltation. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 9, Luke chapter 18 and verse 9, we read, "He spake also this parable unto a certain who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and set all others at naught. This parable was spoken against the Pharisees, who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and set all others at naught. We have learned who the Pharisees were and of their hypocrisy and of sins. They were self-righteous. They trusted in themselves. They were filled with pride and contempt for others. To trust in self is to rely upon one's own wisdom, strength, and righteousness, and not upon the wisdom, guidance, and righteousness of God. Self-trust leads to distrust in God, and there can be no greater sin, and hence nothing more displeasing to God. Trusting in self is the opposite of being poor in spirit. God condemns will worship, or worshiping according to one's own will. At Colossians 2 and verse 18, for voluntary, the margin says, of his own mere will. Of such worship, Colossians 2:23 says, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and severity to the body, but are not of any value against the indulgences of the flesh. Self-trust leads then to two sins. One, setting aside God's will for one's own will. And two, despising all who do not accept one's own will as their standard of right and worship. Those today who establish will worship speak in contemptuous terms to all who cannot engage with them in such worship. Now, prayer must be in or toward the temple. Let's discuss what that means. We read in Luke chapter 18 and verse 10, two men went up into the temple to pray. One, a Pharisee, the other, a publican. By sin, the earth was cursed and polluted. And at first, altars were erected, consecrated places where sacrifices could be offered to God. Then, for this purpose, the tabernacle was erected, and later, the temple. God said, an altar of earth shalt thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. Exodus 20 and verse 24. God chose a place out of the tribes of Israel to put his name there. He said, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither shalt thou come, etc. They were forbidden to make offerings in every place, but were to offer them in the place God chose to cause his name to dwell there. Let me read this to you from that old law of Moses. This is Deuteronomy chapter 12, beginning in verse 1, and I'll read down through verse 14. It says, these are the statutes and the ordinances which thou shalt observe to do in the land which Jehovah, the God of their fathers, has given thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall surely destroy all the places wherein the nations that ye shall dispose serve their gods, upon the high mountains, upon the hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall break down their altars, and dash in pieces their pillars, and burn their Asherim with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and ye shall destroy their name out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto Jehovah your God, but unto the place which Jehovah your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither shalt thou come, and thither shalt thou bring your offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and the heave offerings of your hand, and your bowels, and your free will offerings, and the firstlings of your herd and of your flock. And there shall ye eat before Jehovah your God, and ye shall rejoice in that all ye put your hand unto, ye and your household, wherein Jehovah thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come unto the rest, and to the inheritance which Jehovah giveth thee. But when ye go over Jordan, and dwell in the land which Jehovah your God calls you to inherit, and he give you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then shall it come to pass that to the place which Jehovah your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto Jehovah. And ye shall rejoice before Jehovah your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gate. For as much as he hath no portion nor inheritance with you, take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which Jehovah shall choose in one of thy tribes. There thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there shalt thou do all that I command thee. You see, God chose Jerusalem, saying, I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there. Of the temple, Solomon said, this house which I have built is called by thy name. When Solomon dedicated the temple, he asked God to answer the prayers made in the temple or looking toward the temple when it could not be reached. And God said, now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. You should read about this in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, and how Solomon wanted people to come to the temple to pray. And this helps us explain Daniel. When we read about the book of Daniel, how Daniel could not reach the temple, but he prayed toward it. In Daniel 6 and verse 10, it says, when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went to his house. Now his window was open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, and he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Jesus said of the temple, to those who had polluted it by traffic, my house shall be a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of robbers, Luke 19:46. Peter and John went up into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, Acts 3 and verse 1. Before the descent of the Holy Spirit, the apostles were continually in the temple, blessing God, Luke 24 and verse 53. All know that under Christ and his disciples, his disciples do not have to go to the temple of Solomon or to the place of the temple or to look toward that place, for it is the will of God that men pray in every place, lifting up holy hands without wrath and disputing. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 8. That is, lifting up their hands in faith and in forgiveness. We must pray in the name of Jesus. John 16:23 says, in that day ye shall ask me no question. Verily I say unto you, if ye ask anything of the Father, he will give it you in my name. Hitherto ye've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. In John 15 and verse 16, ye did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it thee.